they call a quilt that wouldn't be, that isn't really a quilt?
What else would they call a quilt?
Yes, you said sometimes people call things quilts that weren't.
Oh, a comfort, perhaps.
And now, what would a comfort be?
Well, a comfort is just one solid piece on top and a solid piece on the bottom, and padded inside with cotton.
Now, is it stitched or tied?
Tied.
It's tied.
Here, there, and yon.
And a quilt is?
Sewed together in little patterns.
It's stitched rather than tied?
Mm-hmm. Stitched either.
Which is heavier?
It's supposed to be stitched by hand.
Oh?
But Mama made a quilt one time, and only one.
Only one?
Only one. She said, that's the only quilt I ever made, and I made it on the machine.
My mother and grandmother made quilts as if they were going out of style, as if they were a quilt factory.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother had quilting frames, you know, that you put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all those that I use, but then I have about four that are pieced but not quilted. And I'm very tempted. I look for women that I could pay to quilt them, and nobody quilts anymore.
I wish I could find one that would.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had the top bought at the old lady's home bazaar.
Is
but
that
I can't
right?
find anybody to quilt it for me.
Well, I found the only women who knew how to do it said they don't do it anymore because of their eyesight.
Yeah.
And this is one of the problems. Those tiny little stitches apparently are quite difficult,
mm-hmm.
when you can't see very well.
And it's quilted by hand.
Yes. They have suggested to me that I just get the batting and do it on the machine. And they said, it, you know, you can't tell the difference. Just mainly,
I
think you can. I probably couldn't. But they say if you want to preserve them, you know, that would be your next best thing. I keep hoping I'll find someone who pieces quilts. Did you ever sleep on a bed on the floor?
Oh, yes, pallet.
Now, I want to ask you about some kinds of land in farming, something they might use to refer to kinds of land. Flat, low-lying land along a stream that's flooded in the spring and then they plow it later is...
I don't know the word.
Bottom
land, that's right.
Is that that?
Mm-hmm, that's
now, correct
land.
Me if I suggest
that's
something
right.
and it's not what
that's
you
correct.
Think of. All right. What about low-lying grassland?
Well, what you want to know about it?
Well, what about it? That is a good, very good question, Chris. Would this be a meadow? Would you refer to this as a
mm-hmm.
meadow?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does it have to be low-lying to be a meadow?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so.
Mm-mm.
A meadow would just be a grassy.
Mm-hmm.
Then what would be the difference in meadow and a pasture?
None.
None. But a pasture perhaps would be
might
for
be
grazing
bigger.
Purposes and a meadow may not.
Mm-hmm. And a pasture might be bigger than a meadow. I don't know.
Would the place where hay is grown be called a meadow?
I guess it could be.
All right. But you don't really think of it as being a meadow particularly. A place where, a land, pardon me, where water stands all the time is a...
marshy.
All right. Now, would a marsh be inland or on the sea?
Well, you could have marshland around a lake. Or you could have marshland along the seacoast.
All right. What would the difference be between a marsh and a swamp?
Well, swamp I think of as being full of trees as well as water.
I see. A marsh would probably not be tree type.
No, not necessarily. It's just grass.
Mostly grass. All right. What would you call very poor sandy soil?
Poor sandy soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you another way. What very rich black soil would be?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. Fine.